This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, May 30th, 2013. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 2013 KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival continues with a divertimento for string trio by Mozart and a string quartet by WC tonight at 7:30 at the Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall in Fayetteville. Performers include the U of A Music Department faculty and guest artists. Admission is free, with a reception to follow this evening's performance. More information is available at fulbrightsummermusic.uark.edu.
On this edition of Ozarks, a botanical sanctuary in Carroll County is one of just a few in the country and the only one like it in Arkansas. Jacqueline Froelich will take us there. Plus, the changing face of community theater in the region. One long-standing company has dissolved. Others are considering their future.
Plus, a bit of Yiddish, remembering Bonnie and Clyde in Fort Smith, and more.
First, the Desso Falcon Jet facility in Little Rock will see a $60 million expansion over the next 3 years, according to company officials. It's a move estimated to bring 500 new jobs to the state with a median entry-level salary of about $48,000 a year. President and CEO John Rosavallo notes Arkansas's capital city is home to the largest Desso Jet facility in the world.
Every day, at every moment, one of the 2,000 Falcon flying in the world represents also all of us here from Little Rock. And when the time came to write a new chapter in the history of Desso Falcon Jet, I think it was only normal that we decided to expand our presence here.
The facility will be used primarily to build what the company calls the Super Midsize Aircraft, also known as the SMS aircraft. That's Desso's newest jet, expected to be unveiled this fall. Site preparation will begin next year, construction continuing through 2016.
Earlier this week, we brought you a story about efforts to save the historic dam at Black Bass Lake in Eureka Springs. But Bentonville officials are still working on a dam project of their own. David Wright, the city's Parks and Recreation Director, says that the floods that have washed out roads and trails in Benton County also flooded the dam at Bella Vista Lake. While the question of funding for the project has been tossed back and forth repeatedly between the local and federal levels, Wright says that federal emergency management agency funding has been secured.
Thanks to our local senators and representatives in Washington, they have helped us get that project back in line. So we are currently under contract with an architect who is conducting an environmental assessment to move forward with that project. The EA will take about another 12 months to perform. But if the EA comes back like we think it will, then we will be able to proceed with the design of a new dam.
Wright says while he doesn't expect anything out of the ordinary from the environmental assessment, as the new dam will be built in the same place as the old one, the assessment is a requirement for FEMA funding. As for how much the project will cost,
there's not a dollar figure that's been allocated at this point. We have been given some estimates that this project could be as much as $3 million, but we haven't been able to nail down on what that is yet. The first step is the environmental assessment. They'll do that part first, and then we move forward from there.
The structure was originally damaged by a flood 5 years ago and was also inundated during significant flooding in 2011.
Plans for Springdale 7th Fire Station are moving forward after the City Council approved purchasing land for the building this week. Fire Chief Mike Irwin says while land deal has been approved, the physical appearance of the station is still up in the air.
We're still in the design phase to understand how much we can actually afford. At a minimum, you'll see a two-bay, six-bedroom station, so it would accommodate up to six firefighters out there, which would eventually probably move into actually an engine company out there and an ambulance company out there.
Irwin says the new station will cover much of the western part of the city.
Well, it's going to cover all of the Harbor Meadows area down south of 540 until the 540 interchange gets completed, and then Station 6 will cover some of that, and then it will also cover all the northwestern area of our city as well. So overall, it's going to cover a pretty wide range, but it's not densely populated out there other than the Harbor Meadows area. So call volume-wise, when you look at the call volume, that's going to split it up pretty good.
With construction of the new station and relocation of two others, all paid for through a bond issue approved by city voters last fall, Irwin says total response times in the city should end up in the six-minute range.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics released new unemployment numbers yesterday. The unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas was 5.1% for the month of April, a 4/10 of a percent decrease from March, and down 2/10 from April 2012. The labor force grew to 239,600 people for April, an increase of about 5,000 people from March, as well as from April 2012. The unemployment rate also dropped in the Fort Smith metro area. April's unemployment rate came in at 7.2%, a decrease of 0.7% from March, but up 0.1% from April 2012. Between March and April, the area's labor force grew by about 200 people, but it shrank by about 800 people from April 2012 numbers.
Some severe weather may be visiting the state by the weekend and could be here as early as today. Northwest Arkansas will bear the brunt of the storm system. Emil Nipper with the National Weather Service says the storm system could produce severe storms. The National Weather Service will be monitoring the storm system as it moves across the Rocky Mountains and Plains states.
Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas, a 30% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley, overnight lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. and a high of 82 in northwest Arkansas. Partly sunny with a high of 86 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows around 69.